Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
I want to be a producer with a hit show on Broadway. I want to be a producer, lunch at Sardi's every day.
The great Matthew Broderick, the soundtrack of The Producers, a musical. The musical version of Mel Brooks, a classic movie that starred Zero Mostel and Gene Wilder, that he got the crazy idea, let's turn this into a musical. Brought it here to Chicago, and I remember it so well. It was early February 2001 that this crazy and really very risky idea of taking this classic motion picture and messing with it was going to debut. It went on to win more Tony Awards than any other musical ever. That may change when Hamilton it gets its Tony Awards in the early part of June. But we had the opportunity while they were here in Chicago for several months rehearsing and getting ready before it went on to Broadway, to talk with the entire cast, including Matthew Broderick and Nathan Lane. And what a thrill it was. February 2001, the first time that I sat down with Mel Brooks.
How does it feel to be messing with the Mona Lisa?
Messing with the Mona Lisa. You know, I'm writing lyrics now, so that's a wonderful little burst of alliteration. Messing with the Mona Lisa, yes, I like it.
You've got a masterpiece. You've got
a masterpiece. Film, another ramp.
Messing with the masterpiece, Mona Lisa.
Yeah, yeah.
For the rap version of yourself.
Oh, you know, this is a love letter. The Producers is a love letter to Broadway. So, we're not going out of line. We're just expanding it. You know, it was meant to go to heaven, and we've taken it to heaven. You know.
Are you concerned that because there are such aficionados of this film, they know every line, they can recite it, that they're going to feel like you've changed the...
Yeah, I know it's a problem, but you know, I mean, but I hope they'll understand and they'll get sucked in by all the great new stuff, and they'll forgive us for messing with some of the old stuff, you know, because a musical must make that metamorphosis between film and stage, you know, it has to happen.
You were talking about how David Geffen kind of got the ball rolling with this, although other people had approached you about doing it. What was the creative process like for you? You wrote 14, 15 new songs for this whole thing. When did that explosion of creativity for this whole thing get going?
You know, it's been a long time since I left business, you know. My first movie was The Producers. There was no business attached to it. Pure art, pure joy. I didn't care if they paid me. I just wanted them to do it. My next movie was very much the same. It was a little movie called The 12 Chairs. I did it in Yugoslavia. A novel by Ilfan Petrov that I adapted. And then for a while, for about 5 years, I loved making movies. It was my muse. It was my art. And then after a while, I was in business. What's the next one, Mr. Brooks? And they all stunk until I got to History of the World and I got creative again. You know, it's good to be the king. And then I cooled it for a while because nothing spoke to me. Nothing said to me, you got to do this. This is great. And then the idea of doing The Producers and writing 15 new songs, new melodies, new lyrics. And I was in heaven again. It was like I was born, you know, the muse was alive in me again, you know. So some of the songs are good.
So you wanted to feed your own creative soul.
Yeah, of course.
I mean,
you know, we get into this business because we're artists and it's a great joy. And then the minute we're in it, you know, somebody manages us and we get an agent, and then we're booked, and suddenly we're a commodity. And we're no longer an artist, you know. So it's been a long time, and boy, am I happy to be doing what I'm doing again.
To have a project like this with the stars, and I mean, this is
to have,
full guns.
To have Nathan Lane as Max Bialystock and Matthew Broderick as Leo Bloom, and Susan Stroman with her magic wand. Stroman is the girl. She's the girl. She puts the show, into show business. She gives you all your dreams of glory are right on the stage. She knows that's her job, and she does it. Oh, this has been a honeymoon right from the beginning.
Why did you decide to bring it here first?
To Chicago?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's a good question. There's a lot of sophisticated people. When I first did my first movie, The Producers, the original one, it ran for a year in only three places in America and nowhere else. Didn't run anywhere else. It played in New York, in L.A., and Chicago. And it was discovered by the late, great Gene Siskel and Roger Ebert. They were in opposite camps then, the Trib and the Sun-Times. They got together, they took me out to dinner, and they raved about the genius of this movie. And it played here close to a year. So Chicago is producer's town, you know. And there are enough sophisticates here, and now there are enough people who can travel from Indiana, etc., who are not so sophisticated, who will love it as a musical and not be so strict about why did you change this to that, you know. I mean, it's a wonderful melting pot for them.
There must have been a lot of, when the movie first came out, it's too Jewish, it's too controversial,
oh, please.
It's too outrageous. A musical number about Hitler, unbelievable.
Oh, please.
Do you think the climate has changed a lot?
Well, I do. Like I think bad taste is in good taste now. It's taken a long time, but, you know, I finally...
They finally caught up
with you, didn't they? Right. Okay. That's all I'm going to do.